Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, all right, America. Good to have you with us today. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be across this great United States of America. I'm Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to welcome all of our brand new listeners, and we have a mess of them all over the great state of Kansas. Our radio show now broadcasting on KQAM in Wichita, Kansas, and also in Garden City, Kansas. You folks listening to us on KIUL, we are honored to have you guys as a part of the family. And for those of you who are brand new listeners, if you are listening to us on either one of those radio stations and you call into the program today, you're going to win a great prize pack, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we'll be very happy to welcome you with a great prize package, including a signed copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. So that's sort of how we do things here on this radio program. Well, we've been following the breaking news out of New York City, and it does not look good. During rush hour, a couple of hours ago now, in the 8 o'clock Eastern hour, a masked gunman opened fire inside a subway car. And the latest information we have, the latest intel, 13 people have been shot. And we know a lot of people have been hurt. So there is a manhunt underway at this very hour for the gunman, who is described as a black man, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, wearing a New York City MTA uniform. That's the subway system there, the Metro Transit Authority, wearing a uniform and wearing some sort of a gas mask. Now, the New York City Fire Department is telling us that they've uncovered a number of unexploded devices. We don't know what kind of devices those were. It looks as though from the video, and we have video up on our website, toddstearns.com, it looks as though from the video that there was some sort of a smoke device, smoke bomb that was detonated. It was very smoky inside the subway. As people, and the video we have on our website, the video shows people just literally running out of the subway car as soon as it came to a stop. Now, if you are unfamiliar with New York City and rush hour, I can tell you that it is normally wall-to-wall people. What's weird about this attack, it did not happen in a tourist area. So this happened in an area called Sunset Park, which is in Brooklyn. So this is a large neighborhood, and the people that were on that subway were heading northbound, so they were heading into the city for work. So if in fact this turns out to be a terrorist attack, and at this point we don't know, we're going to be speaking with the former New York City Police Commissioner, Bernie Carrick. He's going to join us and give us an update later on. Also, any second now, we're expecting New York City Councilman Joe Borelli to call in to give us the latest intel and what he is learning boots on the ground. But it is a very bad situation. Schools still locked down in that area, and we don't have a lot of other intel other than that at this moment. But as soon as we do, we'll let you know. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. One of the other big stories we are looking at and we're going to get to is Bidenflation, which is now simply out of control. And it is a mess out there. And we're going to give you the latest details. People are suffering, folks. That's all there is to it. It is just a brutal situation out there financially for much of the country. But I want to put a pin in that for just a moment, because now we have New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Joe, always good to have you with us, but what a horrible situation unfolding in New York City right now.
Yes, a terrible tragedy, trying to put together exactly what happened. As a matter of fact, the press conference starting by the mayor's office and governor's office is just beginning to sort of address what actually occurred on the N line this morning in the Sunset Park neighborhood of Brooklyn.
And I was telling our listeners, Joe, and I understand that subway line, it services the N, R, and D train. And I used to take the D train in further down the line, or further up the line, rather, in downtown Brooklyn. But this is not a tourist destination where this happened.
No. As a matter of fact, this is a very working-class neighborhood where the shooting happened along the N and R line. Was at the 56th Street Station, between the 56th Street Station and the 36th Street Station, which means that there are very few stations where this person could have gotten on. Now, the neighborhood there, as you pointed out, is working class. I mean, Sunset Park is pretty split down the middle between Asian Americans, a lot of recent immigrants, and sort of an older, more entrenched Puerto Rican and Dominican neighborhood on the waterfront side. Going back down the line a bit more, you have the neighborhood of Bay Ridge, which is predominantly Irish, Italian, and now a lot of people from Middle East and Syria. So it's really the microcosm of working class New York. And at this time of day, it would have been, and it was, packed with people just trying to get from their homes to their jobs.
Joe, we understand there's a manhunt underway. The guy was wearing an MTA uniform, some sort of a gas mask. So certainly whatever this is, it was planned. We just don't know if this was an act of domestic terrorism or international terrorism.
Yeah, and I suspect the NYPD has a pretty good lock on where the person got into the train system and where they've exited. New York City is pretty well wired and well camered, as we know. But all the videos we've seen on some of the national news stations have indicated that, yes, this is definitely something that was pre-planned. Bringing a gas mask on a train certainly indicates that. Bringing some sort of a smoke device or smoke bomb certainly backs that notion up. Again, though, I would have to imagine that with a police department as robust as the NYPD, you have to remember, there are more people in uniform in the NYPD than there are people in the Royal Navy of Great Britain. So we have a very robust intel division and surveillance division, and they will be able to access so many of the cameras, so many of the places along the route where this person likely passed.
And Joe, you're talking about millions of people every day riding that subway. There is no way to screen everybody that goes through a turnstile. So I know this may sound odd, but I mean, I'm surprised we have not seen more attacks like this. But again, to your point, we have a lot of security down there.
We've seen oftentimes run-of-the-mill attacks. You hate to say it like that, where people have been pushed on tracks. People have been mugged or even shot in sort of gang conflicts or robberies gone bad. But yes, we've been spared to a large extent from this type of mass shooting attack, despite the fact that, I'll give you a great statistic, 3.6 million people took the New York City Transit just last Tuesday. So there is a tremendous amount of people, larger than the populations of many states, which ride the New York City subway. The MTA actually transports more people per day and every single other transit system in the United States combined. So we are lucky, and we should count our blessings, and we also should credit the work of the NYPD and some of the federal partners that keep New York City safe.
And again, folks, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, New York City Councilman Joe Borelli. Joe, we also understand some of the schools in that area around the subway line were put on lockdown. I have to imagine that was out of just as a precaution. But still, you've got an armed gunman on the loose somewhere in Brooklyn, New York right now.
And we hope that's not the case. I'm trying to, as we talk over the phone, I'm trying to listen to what the governor and what.
Well, as a matter of fact, Joe, if you'll hang with us for just a second, let's go ahead and bring in that audio. Maybe we can listen along, and Joe, we'll get you to weigh in here. Let's listen live to our coverage from our news partners over at Newsmax TV.
That's what we crave, a sense of stability and normalcy. And this is what the mayor and I are going to continue to work toward. And I thank the partners, the brave people of the MTA, the first ones who had the sense, the drivers of the train, to leave the station to make sure no more victims could be hurt. The NYPD, FDNY, state police, everyone involved in this has one purpose, and that is to stop the insanity of these crimes. You'll hear now from our fire department. I want to thank them for being there to help us defuse a volatile situation.
All right, let me dip in here, and we'll hear from the fire department. But, Joe, they're telling us the updated numbers now, 16 people injured. And now we're being told there were no active devices discovered on the scene. That's an interesting use of the word, no active devices. Maybe let's go back in now. We've got the fire department speaking. Let's see if they can help us out.
And that is what I'm going to continue to do as the governor of the state of New York, working with our local partners right here. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon. This morning, the FDNY received reports of gunshot victims in the subway. Thanks to their quick response, we were able to treat 16 patients. 10 of those patients are suffering from gunshot wounds at this time, and 5 of them are in critical but stable condition in our local hospitals.
Can you say that again?
Yes, we have 16 total patients. 10 of them are suffering from gunshot wounds, and 5 of them are in critical but stable condition at this time. I'm going to pass it over to the MTA for an update on our subways.
Okay, let's jump back in here. And, Joe, the latest headlines now, 16 patients, 10 of those were shot and taken to the hospital. That's about all we know right now.
That's all we know. In addition, we do know that the suspect is confirmed and still on the loose, meaning he is not in custody. So I think we should, make clear that the decision to lock down the neighborhood schools was certainly made in the right vein and probably is a precaution that still should exist. But 16 people in a mass shooting situation is no joke. And I imagine the people that weren't shot might have been injured by just the sheer momentum of people fleeing a very tight and controlled space, in addition to smoke inhalation. We pointed out that there was no devices still there, but that certainly confirms that some sort of device, some explosive device, caused all the smoke that happened.
Absolutely, and that, the video that we have obtained from the scene, folks, you can see that on our website, toddstearns.com, certainly seems to indicate, as you said, some sort of a smoke device had, in fact, been activated. All right, Joe, we've got to leave it there. We appreciate the insight you've given us. We're going to be checking in with Bernie Carrick later on in the program, and let's just hope they catch this guy.
Thank you very much, Todd. Let's hope so.
All right. New York City Councilman Joe Borelli, everybody, on the crazy news coming out of New York City. And I think it's just a reminder that there is great evil out there, and you've got to be on guard. You have to be prepared. You've got to know what to do in the event something like this happens. And that is the responsibility of all of us. You know, a lot of kids, and I didn't see a lot of kids in the videos of the attack, but a lot of children ride the subway to and from school every day. I mean, that is not an uncommon thing to see second, third, fourth, fifth graders, young kids on the subway going to school. That's how they do things in New York City. It sounds weird if you don't live in a large city like that, but that's sort of a way of life. And we certainly want to be praying for the people that were injured. 16 people now confirmed injured. 10 of those people were shot. And the suspect at this hour is still on the loose. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and regroup here. We do not know if this is an act of international or domestic terrorism. And I suspect we will find that out. I can tell you that New York City has been dealing with one of the worst crime surges and crime waves since before Rudy Giuliani took office. So this is not a good situation. New York City is a dangerous place, and that's why we've got to be careful. Got to be careful. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. We have videos, up-to-the-minute stories over on ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right, not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word PHOTO to 55404 today to enter. That's PHOTO to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, the other crazy story we've been following, the inflation numbers are out. And, folks, it's just absolutely insane. And I'm very curious to know what you guys are doing about this. How are you dealing with this? Grocery prices are just off the charts. I was talking to somebody down at Kroger just the other day, and it's like there are very few checkout lines that are under $100. I mean, people are just they are really struggling here, and there are just, and not to mention gas prices, which are still incredibly high. The airline prices up 40% for airfare. So if you're going to get on board an airplane, 40% increase, and jet fuel up 76%. But check out these numbers here. You're looking at the price of gas up 48%, electricity up 11%. The amount you're paying for meat, if you're getting chicken or fish, it's up 13.8%. Eggs, 11.9%. If you are wanting to get coffee, you're looking at 11.2% increase. But here's the problem. When you factor all of that in, you're looking at hourly wages actually going down over 2.5% from last year. So people have less money to spend, and everything is costing more money. And you better believe the Democrats, they see this. There's nothing they can do about it. These are the policies of the Biden administration, and they can't fix this. And this is great news, hopefully, for Republicans heading in the midterms, but it's horrible news right now. And as Joe Biden promised us back on the campaign trail, ladies and gentlemen, he was going to usher in not morning in America, but a dark winter in America. So you better put on some gloves and a heavy coat, because it's going to get a heck of a lot colder in this country. But then again, never underestimate the ability of Republicans to blank things up. Because now you have Kevin McCarthy, who wants to be the next Speaker of the House, out there saying, you know what, we're probably not going to impeach Joe Biden. And now you have Mitch McConnell out there saying that their goal is not to stop Joe Biden, it's to make him a moderate. So we'll talk about that coming up after the break. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe.
If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identityguard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details. Get the guns. That's the whole point of this. It's not the fact that you had some lunatic out there on a subway shooting up people. No, they're going to use this as an opportunity to go after the guns. You watch and see how this will play out. Okay, fine if they're going to do that, by the way. Go after the smoke bombs. Why does a good law-abiding citizen need a smoke bomb? Why do they need access to smoke bombs or fireworks? You watch. You see how this is going to play out. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Hey, this is going to be coming to your neighborhood, and you need to pay attention to this. Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania, they are about to re-implement new mask mandates. So many of the good people in the city of brotherly love have been able to go out and enjoy life. And they've been able to see people's smiles and see their frowns and turn those frowns upside down. And it's been a great thing as people wander around and live life like they used to when we used to be free America. But now the city is cracking down and the mask mandates are going back into place. Philadelphia becoming the first major U.S. city to reinstate the masks. And by the way, they're probably not going to be the last. If you're in a city controlled by Democrats, they're going to try to lock you down again. And I'm curious, will you ever, based on what we now know, will you ever go back to wearing the mask and enforcing the mask mandates? If you are a citizen, a business owner, are you done? Because I think here in our part of America, here in Memphis, Tennessee, at our flagship station, KWAM, I think the good people of Memphis are done. And our city's controlled by the progressive morons. But I think we're done. I don't think anybody's – they can try and implement all they want to, but I don't think the people are going to comply. By the way, the Biden administration says it's a very real possibility that mask mandates on jetliners will be extended. Now, I want you to think about something. What have we seen over the past couple of weeks in Washington, D.C.? We've seen Joe Biden. We've seen Kamala Harris. We've seen everybody, Nancy Pelosi, everybody's hugging and smooching everybody. And what have they told us about that? They were asking Jen Psaki about that yesterday. And what did Little Red Lion Hood tell us? She told us that the reason why Kamala Harris was up there without wearing a face mask, hugging and kissing on the new Supreme Court justice, it was an emotional moment. It was an emotional moment. One set of rules for the rulings class and another set of rules for the rest of us. But I am curious if any of you are going to go back to wearing the masks and following the government mandates. The city says that they are going to require Philadelphians to wear masks in all indoor public places, including schools, businesses, restaurants, and government buildings, as we say down in the Deep South. Quote, starting today, I'm asking all businesses and institutions in Philadelphia to dig up those old masks and the old mask-required signs and start hanging them in your windows. I can tell you, as a business owner, I wouldn't comply. I would not comply. But this is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. City health officials announced the mandate because of an increase in China virus cases.
Well, you know what I've also seen? There has been an increase, but the increase has been in the number of vaccinated people who are coming down with very, very, very dangerous health conditions. And the reports I'm beginning to get, myocarditis may be the least of our worries, which is, by the way, a major worry. I mean, how many times have we seen a very healthy athlete, vaccinated athlete, go down on the playing field with some sort of a heart problem? And they want you to think this is all normal. Meanwhile, in Jefferson County, Alabama, there is a big controversy over high school football. There's an organization called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. These are a bunch of godless heathen atheists, and I know that's an oxymoron, but they're a bunch of godless heathen atheists, and their whole spiel, this is what they do. They go around from little town to little town, and they try to find a cross on public ground, or they try to find a little school child that's praying on public school property, and they threaten to file a lawsuit. And these people, they are godless heathen atheists, but they're not stupid, because they know that in most of these cases, the school is not going to file a lawsuit. They're going to comply. And that's what's happened in Jefferson County, Alabama. Now, they have Friday night football. If you know anything about football, you know, especially in the South, you got your marching band, you got your cheerleaders, and you got a preacher delivering the pregame prayer. Now, the latest controversy is whether or not the preacher can use a public address microphone to deliver the prayer. And that's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation is coming into the picture. They filed a complaint, and they said that somebody's been praying over the public address system, and they say that's against the law. That's illegal. So the school board, they consulted with their attorneys, and the godless heathen attorneys in Jefferson County, Alabama, agreed with the godless heathen atheist from Wisconsin. And they told the children to stop praying before high school football games. And that's what they're going to do. And so we brought this story originally to you yesterday, and I have an update. So now the Jefferson County School Board is enraged. And they say, we object to anyone saying that we have banned prayer at football games. They say, and that caught my attention, because if that's the case, then what we reported was in error. But the school board went on to say, no, we have not banned school prayers. We're just telling people they can't pray. We never used the word ban. We said they just can't pray. It really doesn't matter what language they use. They're still not going to be able to pray at the football games. Unless, and I have a theory about this. When I was a little boy growing up in South Haven, Mississippi, right across the state line from Memphis, we would go to summertime revival meetings. And I don't know about you, but the church would invite some sort of a hellfire and brimstone preacher. And he'd scream and yell at the top of his lungs, and his face would turn purple and red, and he wanted to save all the sinners. I mean, it was a thing. So my contention is they may not be able to use the public address system, but a good Baptist preacher worth his salt should be able to get up there and deliver a stem winder of a speech without the use of a microphone. They'll be able to hear him over into the next county, maybe even the next state. So anyway, I feel bad for the children of Jefferson County, Alabama, because the grown-ups in charge of the school system are a bunch of cowards. Now, it's one thing to be ignorant of the law, but it's another thing to know the law and still cower to the atheist. And I got a problem with that. So you folks in Alabama, you should know better, by the way. You're in Alabama. But you folks in Alabama, you need to get this figured out and get those cowardly council people or school board members voted out of office. 844 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, I don't know about you, but if you're tired of the woke culture, well, I've got some good news. Eric Bolling is sick and tired of it, too. He hosts a program on Newsmax, got a brand-new show called The Balance. Eric takes on the woke media. He tells the hard truth. He even takes on the swamp, exposing both the Democrats and Republicans. You better believe there are a bunch of Republicans in that swamp. So you need to watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax today. I watch Newsmax all the time. Love Newsmax. Nielsen says more than 20 million Americans watch Newsmax, too. You can find it on every major cable system. And by the way, you can also download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone, your Android device. It's super easy to use, and you can watch Newsmax all the time. Also, bookmark Newsmax.com. Millions of conservatives, just like you, ladies and gentlemen, are now making the switch to Newsmax for news they can trust. We'll be right back, America.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
This is terrible. Good Lord. Come on, people. Behave. Act like humans. So this report from the New York Post turns out that Uber and Lyft have been jacking up their prices in the aftermath of the subway attack. So, no, I'm not making this up. Both Uber and Lyft implemented surge pricing just moments after the shooting, which happened around 8:30 in the morning. And one Uber user says that they were charging $85 to get a ride into Manhattan. So people are all upset at Uber and Lyft for trying to make some money here in the aftermath of this terrible subway shooting. Good Lord, people. You know, it's interesting. I've been on the Facebook Live page, and a good many of you are saying that what's happening is a what happened in New York City is a false flag. Todd, this is what Denise writes. Todd, false flag, planned attack to deter what's really happening. Biden's gun speech, Hunter's laptop, etc. Really, you think so? You really think that this? I mean, clearly it happened. Are they saying that Joe Biden told somebody to go down to the subway and open fire? I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Statesville, North Carolina. Rita on the line. Hey, Rita, what's going on?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about the prayer in the public format of school systems, et cetera. I was under the understanding that separation of church and state simply meant that the state could not tell anyone where to worship, how to worship, or if we wanted to worship at all or establish a state religion. Other than that, it falls under the category of free speech, and anybody that doesn't want to participate cannot bow their head or do something else while it's going on.
Rita, you know, this is why the good Lord gave us two index fingers. If you don't like what somebody is saying, just put your fingers in your ears. You don't have to listen to it.
Exactly.
But beyond that, and Rita, this is every – I'm glad you called, Rita, because we need to remind people – that nowhere in our founding documents are those words, separation of church and state. That is not in the founding documents. We have freedom of religion, period.
Not from religion, but of religion.
That's right. So if you want to worship God, great. If you don't, that's fine too. Just don't try to stop those of us who do believe in the Almighty from worshiping God.
Exactly. And even if someone wanted to be a Muslim and put a little carpet down and bow to the east, I would respect that, but I don't have to do it.
Rita, look, I'm not a big foot-washing Baptist. I don't want people touching my feet like that. But you know what? That's how we got foot-washing Baptists out there. Have at it. Get some dishwashing detergent and have as much fun as you want to.
Exactly.
And as far as the other religions, happy to fellowship with anybody that doesn't want to blow me up. That's my philosophy in life, Rita.
Exactly. Thank you.
We'd get along pretty well. All right, Rita. God bless. Thanks for calling in. Oh, it's true, though. I mean, yeah, about the foot washing, I just don't like grace. I don't like people. You know, that's kind of weird.
Have you ever been to a wedding where they do that?
I have been once.
I mean, I know people have done it, and to each their own. Like, on one hand, it's like, oh, that's really sweet. But me personally, I hate, like, when I go get a pedicure, I'm very, like, be careful with my feet because I'm really ticklish. So I would just start laughing during it.
Put your shoes on. Yeah, just put your shoes on. You know, I knew a guy in college who dated a foot washing Baptist. And when she broke up with the guy, she washed his feet.
Wait, like as part, like she was washing his feet. And it's like, hey.
We're done here.
We're done here. Did she finish the job?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, pretty good job.
Heard of shoe shiners.
Got rid of the toe jam, everything.
Ew.
So.
He just didn't want him to have stinky feet for the rest of his life.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's a possibility.
That's a true servant's heart right there.
But to Rita's point, I mean, you know what? We love Donnie Marie music, just like everybody else. A little country, a little rock and roll. But that doesn't mean, you know, we're going to go out and be Mormons. But you know what? It's America. If you want to be a Mormon, you can be a Mormon.
Agreed.
Want to be a Muslim, you can be a Muslim.
Agreed.
You want to be a gun-toting, Bible-clinging son of a Baptist, you can do that too.
Amen.
That's all I'm trying to say. This story from LinkedIn. You know, I'm banned from LinkedIn. I don't know. This may hurt my street credibility in Wichita. But I am banned for life from LinkedIn because they said I spread hate speech.
Well, you know, it was the article that I wrote and you published it.
I keep forgetting about that.
That's right.
I forgot.
And I'd only been here for like a month or two.
As God is my witness in the Liberty University studios, one day we will get back on LinkedIn.
One day.
So anyway, LinkedIn decided to punish an Air Force veteran. And here's the reason why. This is what the Air Force veteran wrote. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, folks. And he's talking about student debt. You know, Biden wants to wipe the debt away. So for all you college kids. Quote, I am not responsible for your student debt. I grew up in poverty in North Carolina, ate from a garden, name was on a community angel tree for Christmas, bought clothes from yard sales, and if I was lucky, on a rare occasion, Sky City. I think that's a department store. I joined the Air Force, then went to college. I made it happen. And LinkedIn said that was hate speech. That what that guy said went against their policies. Well, now LinkedIn is coming back and they're apologizing. And they said, oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to label this Air Force veteran's remarks as hate speech. But I contend they did. Because people get offended by that. The guy was speaking truth to the culture. Did you hear anything remotely offensive by what this guy wrote? I mean, the reality is that a lot of people had to work two and three jobs, and maybe they lived in a dinky apartment, or maybe they lived in a trailer park. Maybe they didn't even have a place to live. But they made great sacrifices to get their college education. They went out there and did whatever was necessary to pay their bills. They took personal responsibility. Unfortunately, a lot of you moms and dads out there, you really blanked up the country. Because you weren't moms and dads. You were trying to be their pal. Or maybe you were off just, I don't know, playing video games or doing whatnot, and you weren't raising your kids. And now we've got a generation of entitled Americans. I need a Baptist martini. We'll be right back, America.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And we are so honored that you have decided to spend the next couple of hours with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. By the way, coming up April 30th, we have a huge gathering of conservatives that's happening here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this program. Saturday, April 30th, it's an all-day culture engagement summit. And folks, this is an all-star lineup of conservative leaders from all over America. Among the featured speakers, Pastor Robert Jeffress, Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff of President Trump, Senator Marsha Blackburn, and yours truly. We're also going to have a lot of workshops. You want to know how to take back America? What are some ways, some opportunities that my friends, perhaps our church, can get involved in the political process? We're going to help you figure that out. $15 ticket, and that includes a free Chick-fil-A lunch, which is, quite frankly, that's pretty worthwhile to me. If you would like information, go to our live show blog. You can also check out citizensforamericafoundation.com. That's citizensforamericafoundation.com, and hope to see you in Memphis, Tennessee on April the 30th. Well, there's a big controversy, raging controversy about Disney. And what I find fascinating is that Disney is making some pretty hardcore decisions to embrace the culture war and to fight against moms and dads, even though they know it's bad for the bottom line. When you look at some of the survey data out there, and our friends over at the Trafalgar Group were commissioned to do a study by the Convention of States Action. And some of the responses to the survey are quite frankly not surprising and somewhat refreshing. One of the questions, how likely are you to support family-friendly alternatives to Disney? 49.3% said very likely. 22.8% said somewhat likely. And by and large, you've got a lot of people that were interviewed in this survey who are very concerned about Disney's decision to declare war on moms and dads. I'm going to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Always an honor to have with us the star writer from the Daily Wire, Megan Basham. Megan, good to have you back with us.
It's always good to be here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You know, I've been scrolling through this Trafalgar Group survey. I know you're working on a column about this, a story about this. Anything that stood out for you on the findings?
Well, probably the biggest highlight for me was that independence number. So likely voters in the independent category, 75% said they, too, are less likely to buy Disney products as a result of these video leaks of Disney staffers executives saying that they are intending to put more LGBT content in children's entertainment. So that was really shocking. You know, the Republicans, you kind of expected. That was a big number, 85%. But 75% and even half of Democrats, 48, a majority, well, a plurality. So more Democrats said that they, too, are less likely to buy Disney products. So it's really interesting to look at that. And then the next question you ask is, well, what does Disney think it's doing? And then the next thing that you get into, and I'm going to plug some of my reporting here, is that you realize Disney is not as concerned about its average customer base as it is about the power broker investors that are driving the company. So I have done some reporting on that this week, and I'll encourage everyone to go take a look at it, about something called ESG, which involves these major finance firms like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and how they are using your money, the money you invest in your 401k, your IRA, your pensions, to throw their weight around and make companies like Disney go woke. So that's a big part of the story that's going unexplored here.
By the way, and I want to get to your column in just a second. I want to share this data with our listeners. News report, this was one of the questions that was asked in the Trafalgar Group survey. News reports reveal Disney is focusing on creating content to expose young children to sexual ideas. Does this make you more or less likely to do business with Disney? Now, to your point, by the way, the breakdown of the people they were interviewing, Democrats actually edged out Republicans in numbers. 76%, 76% said less likely, much less likely, not just less likely, but much less likely that they would do business with Disney. That's staggering, but to your point, Disney doesn't care.
Well, and that's where you really start asking questions. You go, what kind of business doesn't care that it's alienating its core customer base? And so that was when I started looking around going, okay, so one, we have activist employees within the company. But even then, when you start talking to a lot of employees inside Disney, as I've been doing for the last few weeks, a lot of them aren't insanely woke. It's a very small vocal minority. Then you go, okay, who is driving this train? And when you dig into it, you go, actually, it is a lot of mega, mega wealthy billionaire investors who are somewhat driving this train. Those are the people who show up at the shareholder meetings and who, you know, put the word in Disney CEO Bob Chapek's ear that they don't like what's happening. So really, I think the time has come for conservatives to get a little more savvy about how they use their own investing dollars and start showing up at shareholder meetings and letting Disney know, hey, we're not happy about this.
And, you know, we have a longtime sponsor of the program, Timothy Plan. Art Alley founded this. And that's the whole point that organization exists, is to help especially Christians understand where they should be investing their money so that they are not, you know, accidentally supporting things like Disney going woke.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm an average mom. I'm here with my kids. I don't know a lot about high finance, so this was all really eye-opening to me to go, gosh, my own 401k is probably contributing to this. And so I started asking questions about, okay, where is my money? And how are they using my investments? Because I think that's a really important thing to remember with these major investment groups like BlackRock, like Vanguard, is it's actually not their money. It's your money they're using to pressure companies like Disney, like Home Depot, like Apple. So I think it's time that conservatives are going to have to organize in a way that the left does, because we don't organize that way because it's not our religion. We have a religion, and it's not politics. But that's
point.
Not how it is to the left.
All right. Megan Basham is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our Liberty University studios. The name of the column, folks, and you got to check this out. We have a direct link to it on our website, how three investment firms are turning companies like Disney woke and what you can do to fight back. You know, Megan, I'm curious. You mentioned you are a mom. And has that been a difficult decision for you to as far as Disney? And what have you guys decided to do with your kids in Disney?
Well, you know, we hadn't really been consuming any Disney for a while. And it's been interesting to me to watch something like the rise of the YouTube families. I don't know, Todd, if you're familiar with this, but there's a lot of sort of wholesome families who have started these YouTube channels where they, you know, film their family foibles and challenges. And they have exploded in popularity. And I think part of the reason they've exploded in popularity is because people don't trust the major studios anymore. So I'm actually going to interview one of those families this week who made a pro-life video that was censored on Instagram, the LeBrant family. But that's part of what we've done is it's very strange to go. I feel much safer letting my kids watch some random YouTube channel that I've, you know, pre-screened. But I know there's nothing there that these. So it's really creating a lot of opportunity for other content creators. And I'll plug the Daily Wire. We're getting into children's entertainment. And so I also want to encourage everybody to just go, hey, you know what? Don't just look at this as a negative thing. If you've had an interest in producing children's entertainment, now's your moment. Strike while the iron's hot.
Love it. Okay, Megan, we're going to leave it there. Look forward to I'm very anxious to see that report on the YouTube families. That's I hadn't heard of that. And I know a lot of people would probably like to see that family-friendly content. So, all right, we will leave it there. Megan, always good hearing from you.
Good to talk to you, Todd.
All right, Megan Basham, everybody, from the Daily Wire. You know, it's I was visiting with some friends out in California, and they have four kids, two sons, two daughters, and they made the decision, and we're all about the same age, they made the decision that they weren't going to let their kids watch any of the garbage that's on modern-day TV. So what they did, they actually went back, and they're showing the kids the shows they grew up with back in the day. And we're talking like, the Andy Griffith Show, the Brady Bunch, those kinds of. So it's kind of a hodgepodge. Maybe the A Team. I don't know. I pity the fool. That's Mr. T. That was a great show. But I mean, back in the day, even into the 80s, most of the shows had some sort of a good moral message, and it was somewhat entertaining TV too. But not anymore. Now it's just a cesspool. And if you think Disney's bad, check out Nickelodeon. Jeez, hello. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. One of those good shows you should have watched was Little House on the Prairie. They're one of the best shows out there for these kids. That's get a good understanding of values. But I'm going to tell you something I've never told you. And due to drugs and everything else, I had two daughters that passed away and the wife 2 years ago due to opioids and drugs in South Carolina. I divorced her when I found out she was doing drugs, and I told the court systems to give me my children back, my two girls, and they refused to give them to me. And I told them, I said, they're ultimately going to pass if you don't get them out of her hands. Well, 2 years ago, my youngest died. She was 24. My ex-wife died, and then my oldest daughter passed. So the whole family was wiped out. They were involved in gangs in South Carolina, and drugs took them. I keep a positive look on life, and I try to tell people my experience of what I went through, and it's tough. And the thing is, it's these drugs, I was taking them to church as much as I could. When she moved out of North Carolina and then went to South Carolina, they were too far away from me. I was young at the time. I was in my 20s. I couldn't get custody of them. So it was a very, you know, I took them to the church at Del Curry went to, and it was just, it was sad. But the whole family was wiped out through the drugs all 2 years ago. So, you know, I wasn't that involved near the end because they did get involved in these gangs, and it was tough. And so I tell these parents out there, you better spend a lot of time with your kids and watch what they're doing, because if you don't, and with these illegals coming into this country and opioids coming in, it's going to get worse.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Mark. And there is a full-on assault on the American family. And the frightening thing is the greatest offender is right there in your living room, and it's that television. It's the internet, and kids are exposed to a heck of a lot of stuff that moms and dads are just not aware of anymore. And it is a dangerous thing. And then when you factor in that most Americans, and you hate to say this, but most Americans are not going to church anymore, we have just become an immoral society.
Yes, and it's sad. Like I said, I'm a perfect testimony that I lost my entire family. So but I keep a positive look on life, and I keep smiling and do the best that I can. But, you know, I never remarried again, and I never had any more children after that. But it was sad. I mean, my brother in California was even willing to put them through college and everything, and she refused to let the daughters go so that they could go to college.
Well, Mark, I am so sorry to hear what happened to your family, and let you know. Hopefully, somebody out there is listening, and they're going to take note of this, so that this doesn't happen to somebody else's family. So, Mark, I hate to do this. We've got to skedaddle here. We're late for a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Terrible story out of New York City. More details coming out now. Police say that the gunman actually set off a smoke bomb and then started shooting on that subway train. Patrick Berry, 41, this is from the New York Times. Patrick Berry, 41, said he was waiting at the 25th Street station, one stop north, when an R train arrived at around 8:30. He and his three-year-old daughter boarded, but the train did not move. Quote, then suddenly from the front of the train, I heard people screaming, run, 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 go, go, go. Then all of these people came sprinting out past our car, and I just felt like, oh, my God, this is a stampede. People started pushing out from behind, so I grabbed my daughter, and we ran too. One teenager who identified himself as Fightem had a hole in his track pants that he said came from a bullet. The New York Times says a uniformed police officer asked passengers to call 911 because his radio wasn't working. Well, you know what? How about funding the freaking police officers so they have working equipment out there? Unbelievable. This story from Memphis, Tennessee, on Sunday, early in the morning, there was a gunfight. And three people were shot. One person was killed. It was around, 2:30 in the morning. Now, this is from television station WREG. And now the mother of the dead man, 26 years old. So the 26-year-old had he's the father of four kids and one on the way. So you've got a dad, 26 years old. He's got five kids. He's a local rapper. And he was shot and killed. Police were caught in the crossfire, and they opened fire. And now the mom is actually blaming the police officers. According to the police, officers were present when two groups of men started to shoot outside the club. Three people were injured. During the exchange, officers also fired shots. And so I guess the mother of the dead man is saying that the police were responsible. She says they were there on the side of their car playing with women. You know, I've seen that happen, by the way, on Beale Street, where it's a popular tourist destination. And you see the same thing happen in New York City. You got the tourists, and they want to get pictures with the cops on horseback, or you want to get pictures of the beautiful, scantily clad ladies on the police car, which happens all the time at Beale Street. I'm not sure why people are surprised by that. But she said police were not properly monitoring the club. She said her son, who was unarmed, was an innocent bystander, but the son's 19-year-old cousin was critically injured as well. Police took a family friend into custody, but the mother says he was only firing back at some unknown shooter in self-defense. Good Lord. But it's the police department's fault. Look, I mean, if you're a father of five, and I'm sure we got a lot of dads out there. I mean, if you've got five kids, would you be partying at 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning? I'm just asking. I'm not judging. I'm just asking here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. U.S. inflation, this is from the Associated Press, U.S. inflation soared 8.5% over the past 12 months. By the way, that is the biggest spike since December of 1981. Piers Morgan says he misses President Trump. I bet he does. Do you, ladies and gentlemen, do you miss President Trump? You know, many of you never-Trumpers, you rhinos, Republicans in name only. You know, I blame you for all of this mess. If you'd have just gone out there and voted on Election Day, if you'd have gone out there and supported your president instead of fighting him tooth and nail every step of the way, we wouldn't be in this mess. But here we are in a great big mess. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. We are honored to have you with us today. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Our good friend Ryan Helfenbein from the Standing for Freedom Center joins us. Ryan, good to have you on the show today.
Hey, Todd, good to be on with you.
Ryan, we've been talking for quite a bit about parental rights, and I'm getting a big echo here, guys. You know what? Let's put Ryan on hold, and I'm hearing an echo, I think, in their studio, so we'll get that figured out and get back to them. But again, one of the big stories has been parental rights in education. Now, it turns out that Florida is not alone here. We understand that a number of states around the nation are now advancing some form of that legislation, giving moms and dads the right to have a say in what their kids are learning in the classroom. Now, it would be very easy for all of us to get caught up and got on this notion of, oh, this is a don't say gay bill. That's not what this is. This has nothing to do with the LGBT movement at all. This has everything to do with material and content that is appropriate for a young child to learn. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need to be teaching a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 6, 7, 8, or 9-year-old about sex. There's no reason for any public school teacher to be teaching that kind of information to kids. Now, I'm going to say this. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, listen up. If you are in a public school and your child's teacher is telling you, don't tell mom and dad what we're talking about today, or if you've got a public school where the kids are being asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement, you need to get your kid out of that school. If your child is attending a school where the principal and the counselors are telling these young people that, you know what, it's okay for you to be a little boy or a little girl, or it's okay for you to identify however you want to identify here at home, and we're not going to tell your mom or your dad, you need to get your kid out of that school. Because something very bad is going on there. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. By the way, there is a report out. I was scheduled to be on Newsmax this morning, and we were blown out because of the breaking news from New York City. But the focus of the reporting is that a number of school districts around America are now reporting a steep decline in the number of public school students. Now, there's a raging debate as to why that is. I contend that more moms and dads have decided, wait a second, we don't want our kids learning about this crap, and we're pulling our kid out of the public school. We're going to send him to a private school. We're going to homeschool. But I don't want my little three-year-old Larry coming home and announcing that he's, I don't know, Leanne. And I suspect many of you feel the same way. Got to tell you guys about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it. Patriot Mobile, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that are fighting for the Second Amendment. They're fighting for religious liberty. Patriot Mobile, they have the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers other carriers use. And folks, they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with great discounts if you're a veteran or a first responder. And if you'd like to get more information about switching over, we talked with Megan Basham just a few moments ago about not supporting companies that have gone woke. Patriot Mobile is not a woke company. So check them out, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code, Todd, and they're going to give you a great discount and free Premier activation. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, Bernie Kerik, the former New York City Police Commissioner, he's going to be joining us in the next hour, giving us an update on what's happening in New York City with that terrible attack earlier today. Also, just a reminder, April 30th, Memphis, Tennessee, the Culture Engagement Summit, and we're expecting hundreds of conservatives from all over America to join us for an incredible day of learning and education. We would love for you to be there and be a part of that. Marsha Blackburn, Robert Jeffress, Mark Meadows, myself, we will all be speaking. CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com is the website address, CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com. Also, Ryan Helfenbein from the Standing for Freedom Center there at Liberty University is scheduled to speak. And I believe we have worked on our connectivity issues. Ryan, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, great to be back.
Ryan, we were talking before the break about the wokeness that has infected Disney and many other American traditions. And even going back to the Boy Scouts of America, these are established American traditions that have gone by the wayside. And I'm curious to know from your estimation, why do you think that is?
I think really, Todd, what we're seeing is the veil is being pulled back on this whole movement, transnormativity, homonormativity, whatever you want to call it. The idea is the disintegration of the American family. It's not to have equality in Boy Scouts. It's actually to destroy Boy Scouts, which they accomplished doing that. And when you look at like Walt Disney Corporation, it's the second or third largest media company in the world. The market cap is $238 billion with a B. When you consider what's happening, they have a huge mouthpiece, but it's not just activism. There's something far more pernicious, far more evil going on, Todd.
What do you think that is?
I really do believe that this is a spiritual battle. I you can't call it anything other than that. And we're seeing, I mean, here it is. We're in Holy Week. This is Resurrection Week. We're going into the Passover and then obviously the Lord's Day on Sunday, Easter Sunday, recognizing that Jesus came to the world to conquer sin and to conquer death. And I think now more than ever, America needs saving. And it's not going to come from a president. It's going to come from the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a spiritual battle. We have to take this on.
And I think and this is a challenge even facing Christian higher education. And I want to explain why. Because you guys, I mean, at Liberty, you're churning out God-fearing, patriots, people who are standing up and defending the Constitution. The challenge is that a lot of these kids are coming out of public schools, and they have a lot of them have been brainwashed, and there's really no other kind way to say it. They've just been brainwashed into embracing this agenda, which is why I suspect they're starting to teach kindergartners, preschoolers about these sex classes, sex lessons.
Yes, absolutely. I'll just tell you two things. Vladimir Lenin famously once said, "Give me your children for 4 years, and the seeds that I have sown will never be uprooted." That's scary. When you think about cultural Marxism, you think about the long march through the institutions. That's exactly why they're trying to groom, and I will use that word properly, when you talk to children about sex and you desperately do not want their parents to know about it, that is called grooming. Grooming children from 5 years old to 8 years old, that is absolutely insane. And that's what's being tried. Of course, HB 1557 that just passed in Florida, that needs to be passed in every state, which restores parental rights within education. So we need to be clear about what the threat is that's coming. Here at Liberty University, kids are walking from private schools or walking from homeschools and also from public education. We'll take any child from anywhere. But at the end of the day, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing, Todd, that gives us hope that can actually turn back this tide in this country.
And Ryan, even that is coming under attack. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, they have been very effective. This, and I call them sex and gender revolutionaries. Mm. But I think they're very close to completely neutralizing the Southern Baptist Convention's influence in the culture. And that has been happening over the past couple of years now, where a lot of churches, not just Southern Baptists, but a lot of evangelical churches have chosen not to get involved in this. They don't want to offend people, or the pastors don't want to become targets in the pulpit.
Yeah, they're feigning neutrality in a world that has no grounds for being neutral. It is an either-or reality. Either you're going to be a pastor that stands up boldly in the pulpit and proclaims the whole counsel of God, all of Scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. If you're a pastor today, this is a time for boldness. This is a time for courage. You cannot mince words. The reality is many of these denominations are under attack, and in seminaries, the training grounds, that's why it's so critical right now that they make peace with their future cancellation. That they recognize that they're entering into a world that will no longer give them or grant them the respect or the freedom to say everything that needs to be said. The C4 bill that passed in Canada was an anti-conversion therapy bill. It's not quite clear in Canada what they mean by conversion therapy, but here in the United States, if you're preaching the whole counsel of God, you are calling men and women to faith and repentance in Jesus Christ. That means walking away from a trans lifestyle, a homosexual lifestyle, and repenting of that sin before God. So we are at a crossroads in America. It is one of those moments we have to choose this day whom we will serve, Todd.
Well, but again, I mean, we live in a country where people get to make those decisions for themselves. I don't want anyone telling me how to live my life. I don't think you want anybody telling you how to live yours. You know, the issue I have here is that's not what they want. They want to convert these children, 4 and 5 years old, to their way of thinking about sex and gender issues. And that I've got a problem with.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I want to clarify as well, what we're advocating for is actual freedom. And we can be free to disagree with one another. What's happening is that they're actually trying to force a trans agenda upon children, getting children as early as 5 and 6, tomboys, for example, to take puberty blockers or to even have their breasts removed, prepubescent girls, for example. This is what we're talking about. And to have those conversations with a guidance counselor separate from mom and dad without their even knowing it.
And again, if you or I or anybody were to do that, go out on the street and have those conversations, you'd be arrested and charged with some sort of a sex crime. I mean, that's the level of this content that we're talking about. And Ryan, again, you know, they're not teaching the kids about, you know, at 4 years old, okay, here's how you can be a heterosexual. You know, that is not a part of that discussion. Broadly speaking, the legislation never says anything about LGB or T. It talks about sex, and I don't care if it's gay or heterosexual. You got no business teaching a 3 or 4 year old that kind of information.
I wholeheartedly agree. That's why we need this in all 50 states, a parental rights bill in education, which, by the way, Todd, Rudy Giuliani pointed this out to me just the other day. There was a UN resolution on human rights that was passed in 1948 that basically said, I'll summarize, that parents have the right in their own children's education. They're not awarded to the state. It's up to the parents. And this is back when they were fighting communism. And that was the whole point of that UN resolution, to recognize the universal rights of parents and how far we've come as a culture and as a society to turn our backs on that principle. It's absolutely outrageous.
But to your point about the slippery slope, I want to read to you. This is from the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, which is the Southern Baptist Convention's public policy arm. They were weighing in on Judge Jackson, who, by the way, cannot tell us the difference between a male or a female, a man or a woman, and she is radically pro-abortion. And this is their response to her confirmation. Quote, despite the philosophical and legal differences individuals like me have with her, Judge Jackson's confirmation is a history-making moment. We should appreciate it as such. If we lose the ability to do that, we lose something that makes America an exceptional nation. I find it very hard as a pro-life Christian to celebrate or appreciate the fact that she is now going to be making life and death decisions on the highest court in the land, Ryan.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I find that statement rather shocking from the Southern Baptist Convention. To be honest with you, it sounds very similar to David French's own praising of Drag Queen Story Hour as a form or as an expression of our own freedom in this country. Absolutely ridiculous, too, that really the third African-American appointed the nation's highest court on along the lines of her own sexuality as being a biological female would be celebrated along these lines of identity politics. The reality is that, you know, when you think of jurisprudence and when you think about your ability to determine cases as a judge, your qualification is the Constitution and that alone.
Well said. All right, Ryan, we're going to have to leave it there, but you'll be packing your bags very soon for the big Culture Engagement Summit. That's coming up April 30th in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Glad to be there, and we'll be happy to be joining you there as well.
All right. Ryan Helfenbein, everybody, Executive Director of the Standing for Freedom Center at Liberty University. And if you've got a student that is getting ready to go to college, you need to get them over to Liberty right now because it is an incredible school, and we need schools like Liberty out there if we're going to save America. Ryan, God bless, and thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you.
All right, folks, coming up, Bernie Kerik, former NYPD commissioner, is going to join us. Also, Dave Ball is going to be here from Pennsylvania, Washington County. He's the chairman of the Republican Party in Washington County, wants to weigh in on this endorsement by President Trump of Dr. Oz. Now, I have a quick question for you. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in the last hour of the program here. Do you have a problem with President Trump endorsing these woke leftists out there, like Dr. Oz? Is that impacting your opinion or your support of Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be taking your calls on that in the next hour of the program. Also, don't forget, our new listeners, head over to toddstarnes.com right now and sign up for our free newsletter and our podcast. What we do, we take all 3 hours of our talk show and we put it together in one podcast, so you'll be able to go back, listen to the entire show. I know a lot of you on your lunch break, and you only get about an hour or so with us, so you can actually go and download the entire podcast. Free of charge, ToddStarnes.com. No strings attached. All right, folks, stick around. Hour 3 of the big show coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, you are going to love Viator. Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, and for me, Sun Valley skiing is huge on my bucket list. So I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, custom ski and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to our condo. Pretty unbelievable. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. Hour three of the big show. Busy news day around here. And by the way, just to give you a heads up, all of your top Republican leaders are on their way to Memphis, Tennessee. Republicans holding a big gathering here in Memphis to decide, among other things, the primary system and also the whether or not we're going to be participating in these presidential debates. So we're going to keep you updated. We've already got a couple of your GOP leaders booked for the show tomorrow and also for Thursday. By the way, coming up later on this hour, Bernie Kerik, the former NYPD commissioner, is going to drop by to give us an update on this terrible shooting that happened during rush hour on the subway in New York City. Go ahead and write down our number. You will need this if you plan on calling in today, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Now, there's been a lot of controversy, and this has been brewing for quite some time, about President Trump's endorsements. And the one he made just the other day in North Carolina has caused a firestorm of controversy in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. President Trump endorsing Dr. Oz, who happens to be from New Jersey. And Dr. Oz is pro-abortion. He is very supportive of the transgender community. And he also supports a crackdown on gun ownership through red flag laws. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dave Ball is with us, chairman of the Washington County Republican Party. Dave, first of all, good to have you on the program today.
Well, good afternoon. It's wonderful to be here.
So Dave, full disclosure, I'm one of these gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. I've supported the president. I've spoken at his rallies. That being said, I'm very curious to know how the Dr. Oz endorsement is going over in your state.
Well, I'll give you a disclosure, too. I'm a gun-toting Trump supporter also. Well, it's going over apparently differently in different places, but I can certainly tell you how it's going over in my part of the state.
And how is that, Dave?
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I've had about 20 or 30 phone calls in the last few days, and the biggest reaction that I'm getting is why? You know, what the hell is he doing? You would think, according to some people, that there should be great ire and, you know, rage and so forth, but I'm not finding that. What I'm hearing from people is, you know, why would he be doing something like this? You know, if you recall, first he endorsed Sean Parnell, who's very popular around here, and then he goes and endorses Oz, who's about as different from Sean Parnell as you can get. You know, he endorses Oz, who's, as you mentioned in your intro, he's supportive of a lot of things that are not America First policies. Not conservative values, and people are asking why. You know, what's the reason?
Are you guys getting any response to that question?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, I have heard nobody say, you know, I don't like Trump anymore. I'm off Trump, and nor have I heard anybody say, well, you know, because he endorsed Oz, I'm going to get on Oz. You know, the reaction here is kind of still, you know, like, why? You know, people are saying, well, there's going to be a big bump for Oz, and I don't see it, because Oz doesn't represent any values that Trump supporters here have.
You know, it's interesting, Dave, in Georgia, where you have the sitting governor, Brian Kemp, who happened to be a big Trump guy until the election debacle, and then he's being primaried by former Senator David Perdue. When Trump came to Georgia, there was no bump in the polls for David Perdue, the president's pick to go against Brian Kemp. And that's causing some people to wonder what's going on in Georgia. Here in Tennessee, there's a congressional race that's a free-for-all now because you have somebody who moved into the district who got Trump's endorsement, even though she's a never-Trumper. And, you know, a lot of the conservatives in Tennessee are going, well, wait a second, what's going on here?
Yeah. You know, we see that. And, you know, again, you know, there's as many Trump signs around here right now as there were during the election. You know, there are Trump 2024 signs, you know, appearing. So the president's appeal and allure here is undiminished. But people are asking why? What's the purpose of it?
It's a great question. Dave Ball, who is chairman of the Washington County Republican Party there in Pennsylvania. So if what I'm hearing is correct, the president has great support. People are just genuinely confused about all of this.
That's a good summary of it. They don't, you know, I guess there are probably some people who are, you know, very upset. But, you know, the big thing is why, for what purpose? Oz has very little support, at least in this area of the state. In the middle of the state, he's got not a great deal of support, you know, maybe around the Philadelphia area. But, you know, the question there is if he has Trump, if it is a Trump endorsement in the Philadelphia area, does that help or hurt? Because Trump is not very popular in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, that's a fair question. Well, Dave, we appreciate you coming on the program today and helping us sort through all of this. In your estimation, who would be the true MAGA candidate left in the race?
Well, you know, for us around here, it's Dave McCormick.
All right. Well, Dave McCormick, there you go, folks. You heard it from boots on the ground. Dave Ball, chairman of the Washington County Republican Party and a Trump supporter. Dave, we appreciate you being on the program today.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me and good luck to you.
All right. Likewise. And, you know, I'm hearing that from a lot of people that they still support President Trump. They love President Trump. They just don't get it. And I'm curious, what do you think it is? What do you think is motivating the president to make these kinds of endorsements? In some cases, backing candidates who've actually spoken horribly about him. And I'm thinking about Morgan Ortegas, who is running in Middle Tennessee for Congress, just moved here. Meanwhile, you have all these great conservatives, Tennesseans that actually live in the state, and you know they've been passed over. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, Mitt Romney making some news, and we have the story up on the website. Romney says that he may not run for re-election in 2024. This will cause President Trump to do the happy dance to YMCA, if in fact this is true. But I would not be surprised. What's interesting, though, is Romney's polling numbers in Utah are actually pretty good among Republicans and Democrats. So if he wanted to run for re-election, I suspect he'd probably be able to pull it off. But for whatever reason, Romney says that he may just call it a day and not run for re-election. Hey, look, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Cam Newton is facing some heat right now, and I don't understand why.
Well, old Cam, he's been one for controversy ever since he left Auburn, I feel like.
So he was doing an interview with Barstool Sports, and what's the name of the podcast? Million Dollars.
Million dollars
worth of game.
Like
dollars?
Dollars.
Dollars. $1 million worth of game. Did I get it?
That's good enough,
right,
Todd.
Thank you.
Just move on.
Or million dollars worth of game, but that's not, it's a Z.
Million dollars.
Anyway, Cam Newton was the NFL quarterback, was asked about the perfect woman. And I'm curious to know from our male listeners if they agree or disagree with Cam Newton. Cam Newton says a woman believes women should cater to a man's needs. He said, Grace, could you go get me a sandwich and let me finish reading this to the audience?
Sorry, Todd, that was just me leaving the studio.
The look on
and
your
going
face
going out
right
the
now.
Door.
The look on your
and
face
taking
right
your
now.
Sandwich with me and eating it.
Cam Newton believes women should cater to a man's needs. Woman, go make me a sandwich. He also says his ideal partner should know how to cook and when to be quiet. And apparently he's facing some serious backlash on social media.
Yeah, because he sounds
his
like
comments.
An idiot.
Really? I'm just wondering what tier, I just don't understand what part of that is inappropriate.
Well, for one thing, to say like they need to know when to be quiet, he has clearly not learned such a lesson himself. Because he is constantly in the headlines, like I said, for controversy. He's crazy. He's genuinely crazy. I don't know what happened to him once he got to the NFL. Power just went to his head. But, and then just to say, reading this, it just sounds so 1950s in like an annoying way.
What's wrong with that?
You know, back when, you know, it was like you said, go make me a sandwich. Just sit here and listen. Don't say anything. Don't insert your opinion.
What's wrong with that? I'm just asking here. I'm just asking, Grace. I mean, I remember...
It's treating women as inferior when I read his statement.
You see, I don't think so, and I don't think he meant it like that.
Well, also, I'm reading it. I know we're not reading this word for word, but multiple times he's cussing and using an inappropriate word to talk about women.
Yes, but he says he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean for that word to mean what that word means.
What the...
Okay. I'm just telling you what Cam Newton is saying here. He says, a woman for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs.
See,
I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss, B word, I'm a this, I'm a that, no baby, but you can't cook. So I think what he's trying to say is he likes a strong woman, but he wants a woman who can also cook.
Okay. Well, not every woman is some wonderful cook, okay? Also, going back...
Shouldn't they be, though?
No! Listen, in my family, my mom cooks just fine, no problem. But my dad is a very talented cook and likes cooking.
Right, but the grill. So men...
Not just the grill, though.
So men handle the grill.
No.
And then the women can handle, you know, the Julia Child stuff.
No. He can do it all. You know... I'm just saying, and like he likes to do it.
No, well, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's something wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking.
Well, like back in just a few years ago, this isn't the first time he said something stupid like this. Literally, a female reporter confronted him, asked him a question. Just like, by the way, I used to work in sports, and I did this, and he like laughed at her, and he's like, "It's funny to hear a female talk about, you know, football roots like this. It's funny," and I'm like, dude. He
was
doesn't take women seriously.
You don't think so?
I think he doesn't take women seriously.
You don't know when to be quiet. I'm not. This is not me talking.
What it's, are you trying
no,
to
it's
say?
Not, you, I'm not. This is his words, not mine.
And listen, there you go, ladies. That's what he wants. And you know what? He's got a lot of money. And if you want to go for that, go for that. You do you. But no thanks.
If you like to cook,
yeah. If you
pretty,
like to cook,
that's
pretty
good
awesome.
Gig.
That's a great gig, but. Don't expect to, you know, give him any opinions.
You don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead. This is what Cam Newton said on the podcast.
I mean, there's a difference between, like, what he's saying. Like, he wants somebody who's just going to sit in the kitchen and stay quiet versus, like, the really obnoxious women that are, like, I've seen them, okay? They wear the pants in the relationship, and it's not a pretty sight. Like, it's not good.
Cam insisted on the show that he was not trying to beat up my queens.
Yeah, okay.
But he also called for men to start being men, bro.
What does that mean though?
Well, he answers that. That sucka okay, well, you can't say that word already. It should not be rewarded. What does that mean? That sucka.
I don't know.
All right. TMZ says, as you can imagine, Cam's comments did not go over well on social media.
No.
Many calling the word sexist and misogynistic. Which words?
Well, just the phrases. There's not really a specific. I think he sounds like obnoxious.
Look, I don't have a problem with men in the kitchen as long as they're grilling. You know, the men handle the grilling and the smoking of the meat.
But what if they want to handle other things like baking cakes?
Well, that's perfectly fine. If they want to bake cakes, that's perfectly fine. I've got no problem with that.
What if they're better? What if a particular guy's better at that than the woman, and the woman's better at, I don't know, working on the car or something?
Oh, yeah. He said it was funny to hear a female talk about running routes.
Yeah, in football.
In football.
Yeah, because she asked him a question at a press conference with everybody else, and he laughed at her.
Oh, he lost a major sponsor, a yogurt company.
Chobani?
No, the other one.
Yoplait?
It's O-I-K. Is it Oikos?
Oikos? Oh, yeah, the Greek one. Yep.
The Greek.
Yep.
Well, I think it's all Greek.
Well, no, there's Greek yogurt and regular yogurt, but that's another discussion for another day.
The Greeks do a better job.
They just do. Their food's delicious.
Anyways, was it Yoplait? It wasn't Yoplait. Is that? Okay, never mind.
We're getting off track here.
So Cam apologized for, oh no, he apologized for talking smack about the female reporter.
I remember that.
But he has not so far apologized for his comments about women.
He doesn't need to apologize. I think it's pretty obvious who he is.
Is that wrong for a guy, though, to want a woman who can make him a sandwich?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But there is an issue with the fact that he's basically saying, I want a woman to cook, shut up, and not do anything else. That's what it sounds like to me.
He wants a man that will, he wants a woman who will cater to a man's needs.
Yep.
And that's
wrong. Anything about, meh. But that's saying that it sounds like that's all he wants. You're framing this. I see how you're framing this.
No, I'm not framing anything.
No, for real.
We're just having a conversation.
I'm just saying
here.
That, no, of course, as a wife, because I'm a wife, of course I want to make my husband happy, but also.
Do you make him a sandwich?
I cook every day.
I'm not judging.
And
I'm just
like
asking.
To do it, and I'm happy to do it. And it just kind of works out that way. But there are things that, you know, he does for me, too. And it sounds like Mr. Cam Newton's not offering much up, you know, on the table himself.
There you go. I'm curious to hear from our callers on this. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I have stepped in it today, everybody. By the way, just a reminder to all of our new listeners in the Heartland. Give us a call. If you make it on the air, you will receive a signed copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. And that's just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. And we are very excited to be on KQAM, now broadcasting in Wichita, Kansas, and the phones are lighting up here. This is sort of entertaining. Coming up in just a moment, though, we are going to check in with Bernie Carrick, a former NYPD police commissioner. He was there on 9/11 when all of that went down. Bernie, great American patriot, and the guy knows law enforcement like nobody's business. We're going to be checking in with Bernie. The latest information we have, manhunt underway in New York City, looking for a black man, 5'5", a heavyset black man, 5'5", and he was wearing an MTA, which is the Metro Transit Authority shirt, and he is armed. The governor of New York says that they are dealing with an active shooter situation in New York City. All right, we're taking a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So Kathy in North Carolina says, I am misrepresenting Cam Newton. Kathy, good to have you with us. And I want you to tell me, how have I misrepresented Cam Newton here?
Well, you went way overboard in representing him really negatively. And he did say, you left out part of what he said. He said the perfect woman for him. Now, that means that any woman has her She knows Cam's priorities, so that's up to her if she wants to accept that. But he did not say he expected all women.
I was just curious asking Grace Baker, who's the resident female on the show, Kathy, how she felt about that.
Yeah. And another thing, I love Grace's voice. She has a wonderful voice, and I listen to your show a lot, but I am straight up Democrat. But I think Grace has a great voice.
Well,
she did call him crazy.
She did. I heard her, Kathy.
I may be the biggest Cam Newton fan ever.
I picked up on that, Kathy. I did. And all I can say is Cam Newton is out on his own on this one.
Well, I'm just saying, I heard what he said. And here's another thing. I think representing Cam positively is also an option, too, because I have watched many of his videos where he shows up to make his girls breakfast.
Sure.
You know, so he's
a good guy.
Values. He's a good guy, and like I said, I may be close to him.
That's great. All right, Kathy.
But I listen to you.
You're so kind. And Kathy, thank you for that. And we especially love when Democrats call in. So thanks for doing that, Kathy. And thanks for listening to us out there in North Carolina.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome there, Kathy. She's a big Cam Newton fan. All right. I want to turn our attention back to a serious topic. We've been following the story really for the entire show since it happened early this morning. A gunman hurled or lobbed some sort of a smoke bomb and then opened fire on a subway in the Sunset Park area of Brooklyn, New York. Great to have with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the former police commissioner himself, Bernie Carrick. Bernie, good to have you with us today. I know it's been pretty busy for you.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, Bernie, what is it that strikes you, based on the information we now know, 16 people injured, there's a manhunt underway. This did not happen in a tourist area. What should we make of the info we now have?
Well, I mean, look, nobody wants to speculate at this point, but just based on what we know, we have a male black that was about 5'5", weighed about 180 pounds, stocky, wearing what the police commissioner has now described as a green construction vest, got onto the subway, entered a car, detonated a smoke grenade, and immediately thereafter opened fire. He shot 10 people. I think 6 of them got off at the first stop, and then 4 people got off at the next stop, a stop later on another train. That being said, this investigation will go on for some time, even if they take this guy into custody, which I'm sure they will do, in short order. Within the New York City mass transit system, there's a number of cameras down in the tubes, and there's a number of cameras outside. Also, you have cameras, vendors, residences outside that have ring cameras and other surveillance devices. So I'm sure within the next 24 hours, they'll have some IDs, some photos, some things like that, that we'll be able to identify, at least in picture form, the suspect. And then they'll take the phones, they'll ping all the phones that were in that area. There's some information that this guy was lingering around that subway station about 2 hours in advance. I'm sure they'll hit the cell towers. They'll see who was out there 2 hours in advance, who was there around the system at that time. That'll lessen their pool of who they're looking for. There's a number of ways they'll identify and catch this guy, but it's going to take a little time to get there.
Very impressed with the conductors. It sounded as if a female announcer, so a female conductor, got that train into the station and was, telling people to get off. It sounds like, the police were there in a pretty quick fashion and helped get people to safety.
Well, listen, keep in mind, Todd, one New York City is a terrorist-prone, you know, location, if you will. It's a target-rich environment. We've known that dating back to the early 90s, right? So, and everybody knows that. There's a number of protocols in place for the police department and other agencies, including those within the mass transit system, to respond if there's a crisis or an emergency like this. Nobody has called this terrorism yet. They haven't classified it. That'll take a little time. They need to find this guy, identify who he is, what his intent was, whether he had any other accomplices. Look, New York City has the manpower, the resources, the training that most departments don't have, especially the manpower, the size. You know, when I was in command of the NYPD on 9/11, I had 55,000 men and women under my command. That's basically a small army, if you will. And other departments around the country don't have those kinds of resources. So we can get there faster. The training is superb. They know their job. There's protocols in place to respond to crises like this. And that's what you saw today.
Bernie, what's happening behind the scenes now? You said you've been in that position before. What's the NYPD command structure doing at this point?
Well, the NYPD will work in conjunction with the FBI and the Joint Terrorist Task Force, which consists of FBI agents, New York City detectives, New York State Police, and a number of other federal agencies like the ATF, you know, the U.S. Marshals, things like that. They'll all work together to conduct this investigation, to identify the suspects, look at accomplices. Once they find this guy and they get a hold of his phone, his computers, they'll know everything this guy's done for the last year or so, maybe more. So that's the kind of things they're looking for. But for now, you know, there's different rings of this investigation. They've got to do the train. They've got to do the witnesses that came off the train that saw something on the train. They have to do witnesses on the outside of the subway station that may have seen this guy come in and go out. You know, it's a big process, takes a little time, but like I said, on a number of shows this morning, I predict they'll get him and they'll get him in due course.
You know, it's interesting, Bernie. I lived in Brooklyn for 15 years, and I was on that train line. I was got off at Park Slope. I think that's where the R and then the D train and then the N, they all sort of share that track. And you really, I mean, you do think about those things, but when you're a passenger in those subways, you're pretty much stuck there. There's not much you can do, you know, if somebody wants to try and do something like this. So I'm glad they were able to get everybody off, and it looks like fellow passengers were helping, you know, take care of folks, which people do in New York City. People are like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Todd? Keep in mind, as I said earlier, New York City, for things like this, it is a target-rich environment, especially in the mass transit system. You know, in the morning rush hour, evening rush hour, you have hundreds of thousands of people that ride those trains in and out of Manhattan. So, you know, are things like this possible? Do they happen from time to time? Yes. And most New Yorkers, listen, if you ride the tubes, most New Yorkers, you know, they look around. They're looking at people on the train. They're watching their back. You know, it's not that they want to. It's almost like you have to.
You have to.
You become accustomed to it. You know, it's a part of life. And in this case, we saw what happens when something like this goes down. I saw a lot of people taken off out of the subway system, but there were a lot of people that stayed behind. Some of which I think is insane. I mean, they stood around just to photo, you know, with their phones out taking video. But there were people there putting tourniquets on some of the victims, stopping the blood on another guy. You know, and that's what you see when things like this happen.
Yeah. Well, Bernie, I did a terrific job on Newsmax this morning. We were carrying that live earlier, and we appreciate your great insight into what's going on there.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Bernie Kerik, former NYPD commissioner, great American patriot, and the guy, he knows what he's talking about. And so there's still a long way to go. I feel pretty confident the NYPD is going to be able to get this guy, whoever he is. But in the meantime, you got to be careful. And he's right. I remember I would my apartment was about 8 miles. I lived in Brooklyn, 8 miles to Fox News headquarters, and I would take usually the B or the D train. And some of the trains, they operate on the same tracks. So you kind of know, but not all the trains stop at the same stop. So if you're riding the B train, that's an express train, and it's not going to stop at every single stop, but the N and the R do. And sometimes I would hop onto that N or the R train. So it's just kind of shocking when you hear that the N train was the target of this attack. And as Bernie Kerik said, they have yet to call it a terrorist attack. That leads me to believe that they either know who this guy is or they're just being cautious right now and they don't want to alarm people. But everybody knows. You get on board those subways, you know. And he's right. Everybody looks around because you don't want to, you know, you just don't want to be the victim of a crime. Folks, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted. Gas prices through the roof, stock market volatile, inflation worse than it's ever been since the 1980s. And then you throw in a war with Russia. The markets do not like instability. But the good news is you've got some options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. You say, why gold? Well, gold provides a hedge against inflation and it protects against a weakening dollar. Now, my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals, they're the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and your retirement. And that's why you need to call Legacy Precious Metals today. You need to be proactive. Just remember what happened back in 2008, folks. If you invested in gold, you saw huge gains. But everybody else, you lost your retirement funds. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak right now to an IRA expert, and they could give you some great guidance. Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903. That's 866-528-1903. Or you can download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. You guys hear about this JetBlue flight out of JFK? This is insane. Fox Business reporting, Danielle Genovese is the writer. Video surfaced online of JetBlue passengers begging crew members to let them off the airplane after it tried to land at JFK four times. So they had to, the pilot had to abort the landing four times at JFK. So they had to divert over to Newark Airport, which is like not too terribly far away at all. It's just maybe a few minutes. And apparently they were left on the tarmac at Newark for about an hour. They were waiting for the weather to pass. The winds were gusting about 35 miles an hour. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to be in an airplane when they have to abort the landing, but it will put the fear of God in the atheist. I'm telling you. It is. It'll scare the living daylights out of you. Grace Baker, we were coming in for a landing at LaGuardia.
Uh-huh. I've never experienced this.
And that's a short runway. So as soon as you land, they're slamming on the brakes.
Yeah.
We were just about ready to touch down, and boom, we shot up. I mean, it was like a rocket going off.
No way.
I thought my life was over. Ugh. I was going to end up in the water.
Was there a lot of, were people screaming and yelling?
So this was kind of funny. It was one of these smaller planes. Yeah. I was in the front seat.
Okay.
And then the flight attendant was literally, you know, her seat is facing mine. So we're looking at each other. And her eyes were as big as saucers. And I looked down and she was just gripping her seat. And I thought, sweet Lord, we're done.
Yeah, when the flight attendant's freaking out, you're like, but because it's their job to stay calm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nobody was calm on that airplane except the pilot, I hope. But
I hope so.
They got us down. But I felt bad for these people. So they were like freaking out. They were coming in from Cancun, So you know they had to go through, you know, they had to go through the passport checkpoints, all that.
Oh yeah.
So they were just terrified. I don't blame them one bit.
Well, I'm glad you made it safely, Todd.
One of the passengers said, "People are getting sick back here. We got to get off the plane."
Oh my gosh! Aren't you glad you weren't in the back of that plane?
Thank the Lord. You know, I did have to go on the. Remember, Captain Sully landed the plane in the Hudson River. Everybody yes. survived. So they decided, was this U.S. Air? Continental, or U.S. Air, rather, decided they were going to let Captain Sully finish the flight, you know, because it was a New York to Charlotte flight.
Yeah.
So I was doing live hits with Fox News outside of LaGuardia, and I thought, you know, it would be kind of fun to get a ticket on board that flight. I mean, all the dignitaries were there, the mayor.
Sure.
Everybody was on board the flight. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. Hopped into the airport. They said, yeah, we can get you a seat. And I got the last seat on that flight.
Oh, boy.
From New York to Charlotte. And there's a great picture on Facebook of me and Captain Sully. It was interesting because, you know, the plane got hit by birds. That's what happened. It was a bird strike.
Mm-hmm.
Took out all the engines. And it happened right after takeoff. So we're taking off. And it was interesting because right about the point where they had the original bird strike, every single person on that plane was looking out the window to make sure there weren't any birds.
Oh, yeah. I bet, you know, the blinds were not drawn. Everyone had their little window up.
Everybody was ready. I had my life preserver just in case.
Just in case, yeah.
But we made it safely, and then I realized, holy crap, I got to get back to New York. So I literally booked another flight and got right back to New York
City.
That's
a lot of flying. I hope you had a good book.
That was back when...
Flying was fun?
Ish.
Ish.
It was fun-ish.
It was tolerable.
It was tolerable. I think that's a fair case, because I'm not a big fan of the Charlotte airport. You know, aside from the rocking chairs,
yeah,
that's about
you know,
it.
I recall I've been through it once or twice. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's small.
All right, look, folks, pay attention. Again, manhunt underway in New York City. So let's be praying for all of the victims of the attack today. We don't know what the motive was. We just know it was horrible. Also, be sure to pray for those first responders, law enforcement out there searching for the bad guy. ToddStarnes.com, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out the podcast and download our free newsletter available for you right now over at ToddStarnes.com. Be good, America.